This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Isn't it fascinating how quickly the mainstream media dropped the story of the YouTube shooter the minute they found out the shooter was a female, vegan, animal rights activist, leftist person who also speaks Farsi and is Persian, by the way. So during the shooting, when these facts were not yet known, the media was all over it. They thought, oh, this must be some right-wing person, some NRA person, a Trump supporter, perhaps, a white male Christian, perhaps. I mean, they were all over. They were salivating and drooling, and there were comedians on Twitter saying that they're gonna politicize the F out of this shooting. And they were already attacking the NRA over this shooting before they even knew who was doing the shooting. And then it came out at first that this was a girlfriend-boyfriend dispute, which was widely reported in the press. We even mentioned it in a Natural News article citing the media, of course. That turned out to be not the case at all. The real story is that this woman named, I believe it's Nasim Agdam or something similar. I'm not good with Iranian names. But I think it's Nasim. And she had a channel, or multiple channels, talking about veganism and talking about animal protection, animal rights, and so on, which are important themes to talk about, by the way. I'm not opposed to those themes. I think those channels, that kind of content, those topics are very worthwhile topics to talk about. But she was being censored by YouTube, and she was being demonetized by YouTube. And on her website, she posted all these charts and graphics showing how she was losing money and being fiscally or financially ruined by YouTube, and YouTube was age-restricting her videos and so on. And she was being censored, like thousands of other people are being censored. Now, YouTube is best known for censoring conservative and libertarian channels. As you know, they completely terminated my channel, The Health Ranger, deleting over 1,700 videos several weeks ago. And from that day, I doubled down on launching Reel.video as an alternative to YouTube. And I'll just tell you, I've committed over $1 million of investment in launching Reel.video, and it's going to be able to handle over 1 billion views per month. And we've had over 16,000 people request content channels so far on Reel.video. So YouTube banning me just caused me to double down on alternative efforts to create a new platform offering free speech to almost everyone, or at least those people being banned by YouTube. But Nasim here, she decided instead to pick up a gun and go execute YouTube employees. So she just walked onto campus with a purse and a gun in it. Must not have been a very powerful gun because she shot three people and didn't kill any of them, apparently. She only killed herself, but she shot three people. At least that's the current news report. And the minute this came out, the mainstream media, or legacy media, dropped the story. No more interest in the story from their side because it wasn't a white Christian NRA member, Trump supporter, Alex Jones follower, or what have you. So that just shows you the complete dishonesty of the left-wing media. When the story doesn't fit their narrative, they drop it. When the story does fit their narrative, they amplify it and exaggerate it as if it's the biggest bombshell in the world. They don't report real news. They pick and choose. They cherry pick the stories that they want you to see, and then they amplify those while covering up the stories they don't want you to see. And they don't want people to know that a left-wing, vegan, PETA, animal rights activist, Persian, Iranian woman was the mass shooter. I mean, what do you even make of that? She was into fitness. She was into auras, like some New Age stuff. She had photos of her with exotic animals. She was obviously very passionate about her topics, and she had also posted kind of a little mini manifesto on her website talking about how YouTube is censoring people to cover up the truth, and you will only get visibility if YouTube wants you to have visibility. And that's all true, by the way. She's absolutely correct about that. You know, I mean, up to the point where she started shooting people, you might have argued that she's exactly the kind of person who should have a free speech platform. You know what I mean? in fact, if she had been given her free speech platform, you know, not censored, not demonetized, she probably would not have gone on a shooting rampage to try to murder YouTube employees. So this is a fascinating and twisted and bizarre, maybe is a better word, a bizarre situation where you've got this person who doesn't fit the media stereotype of a mass shooter, didn't use an AR-15, used apparently a low-grade pistol of some sort that obviously wasn't very fatal. Maybe it's a .22 pistol or something, which would have been kind of a pathetic weapon choice in any circumstance. But she, you know, she doesn't fit the narrative. She doesn't fit the mold. She's, first of all, she's a woman. And she's, you know, she has a foreign-sounding name to in the minds of most Americans. And she is a vegan and a leftist and a activist protester against meat eaters and things like that. So the left just buried it very quickly. But the bottom line is, this is probably going to happen more and more. And I'm going to cover this in a separate podcast, actually, because YouTube is, they put their employees on the front lines of a war. And their employees are now being targeted by people whose channels were censored by YouTube. Or at least one person. But my fear is that this is not the last that we're going to see of this. Because some people are on the edge. Some people are unhinged. Some people can snap, you know. When you take away their livelihood, as YouTube has done, they've ruined the lives of tens of thousands of people. And sooner or later, as we saw, one of those people, or maybe more than one, is going to snap and lose it and, you know, pick up a gun, even in California, and go target YouTube employees. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm pretty sure that I warned everybody about this. I said, you know, YouTube has declared war on life and liberty. That's one of my previous podcasts. And that there are going to be, there's going to be strife, there's going to be conflict, there's going to be, you know, people who are extremely unhappy, obviously, about this. So there's probably more coming. I'll cover that in a future podcast, but for now, I'm glad no one was killed, at least not according to current media reports. We don't want YouTube employees to be shot to death. We want YouTube to be regulated, not like mass murdered, you know what I mean? This is we support law and order, not just shooting rampages by people whose content channels were censored by YouTube. So I'm glad nobody died except the shooter, at least according to current reports. And I hope that YouTube will take some efforts to think very seriously about what they're doing. So anyway, check all this out at naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And check out my new upcoming video site, real.video, where you can have a channel. You won't be censored unless you're anti-liberty or doing criminal stuff or pro-terrorism stuff or abusing animals or things like that, or porn, you know. You won't be censored if you're just trying to express your free speech. And you're not anti-liberty, you know. So check it out, real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.